Hello, Smetas. We are back. Was that any better?
No.
Okay.
My tongue is on fire.
I know. We had to take a minute so Troy could eat some snacks. But while we did take our little break, Troy sent me an article that he found about what you were talking about, the Kennedy assassination, the woman that was never found, mm-hmm. right? She is called the Babushka Lady. And I was reading a little bit, and she was never really found. And turns out the camera that she used hadn't even been invented yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post a picture of her on our Instagram with our other stuff also, and you can see that. So I thought that was very cool. So there it is. Now, the next story we're going into, and I'm so jealous. It is the story of Charlotte Ann Moberly and Eleanor Jourdain, okay? Now, this story takes place in 1901, okay?
Okay.
Now, the women hardly considered themselves history buffs when it came to sight. Although they were both self-proclaimed women of reason, Moberly was even a school principal. We had very hazy ideas as to where it was or what there was to be seen, explained Moberly. Both of us thought it might prove to be a dull expedition. They ended up going to Versailles in France, the home of Marie Antoinette. Okay. So stop it.
You know, the one thing a time traveler, I think we all messed up when a time traveler had said once before.
What?
Hindsight is 2020.
What does that mean?
Well, we all know the dumpster fire 2020 was. I think we got that saying wrong from that time traveler.
What's the dumpster fire of 2020?
Really?
Is that your ex?
Was I with an ex in 2020?
No. Oh, wait. You're with me in 2020. Wow. I'm not a dumpster fire.
COVID, all that stuff.
I know, I'm just teasing. But, listen. Okay, so they had their hazy ideas. They thought it was going to be kind of dull. Nevertheless, they perused the grounds in the hot August heat of Versailles. We sat down in the Hall of Mirrors, said Moberly, where a very sweet air was blowing in the open windows. I suggested our going to the Petit Trianon. But on their way to the mini chateau, they seemed to take a wrong turn.
Ruh-roh.
Suddenly, the women reported a wave of melancholy permeated the air. They began to hear strange sounds and distant music from a bygone era and walked past what appeared to be a humble hamlet. Then, said Jourdain, some dignified officials dressed in long grayish green coats with small three-cornered hats appeared out of the blue and told them to continue walking. The women reached the Temple de l'Amour when Moberly locked eyes with a harrowing figure. That's when she began to understandably lose her cool. The expression of the man was evil yet unseeing, she said, recalling his complexion as pockmarked, and that although I did not feel that he was looking particularly at us, I felt a repugnance. Luckily, another man of a more dapper disposition appeared and kindly pointed them towards the Petit Trianon. I'm sorry if I've pronounced that wrong. I've said it so many times in my head and not enough times out loud, so I'm sorry. Where Moberly saw a fair-haired woman in a sundress sketching on the lawn. The woman, Moberly would later deduce, was none other than Marie Antoinette. Her appearance was identical to that of a 1785 portrait of the Queen by Adolf Wurmüller, in which Moberly came across haphazardly after the incident. The woman continued wandering the site and eventually wandered their way out of what appeared to be a pre-revolutionary France back in the 20th century. It would take another week for them to open up to one another about the surreal experience, But when they did, they decided their story had to be told. Even if it couldn't quite be explained, they even revisited Versailles several times, and finding the atmosphere pretty different, took up to publish a nonfiction book on the incident entitled An Adventure, and published in 1911. I love that story so much. Send me those. Y'all, Troy's finding pictures of like old pictures with time travelers in them, and we will definitely post those. Get me every time. I never know if they're real or fake, but we will post them and you can see them. And it's
the
just
one, this is the one that's always kind of been freaky to me.
Oh, the Nicolas Cage one. Yeah. We talked about that one, and we think he's just a vampire, right? Yeah. Okay, so y'all, yes, they ran into Marie Antoinette, and I would have died. I would have just fainted right there or something. I adore Marie Antoinette, y'all. Y'all have no idea. And that's so cool. And I don't know. I would have just freaked out. So that's that. And the book, The Adventure, I would love to get because I hope it would go further in depth. Surely it would. But I think that's a book I will definitely be ordering soon. So next, we have, if I can get back in here, that's what she said. It is called The Man from Torrid. Where is it? I need you to say something funny while I'm looking for this story. Here it is. I found it. You don't have to. Okay. This one is a really strange account which remains unanswered. Okay. Are you ready for this? Mm-hmm. On a hot afternoon in July of 1954, a man arrived at the Haneda Airport, also known as the Tokyo International Airport. Described to be a Caucasian man with a beard, this man is known to have been French, but he is pretty fluent in other languages as well, including Japanese. Now, there are a couple versions to the story, and some say that the man handed over his passport to be stamped by the Japanese immigration officials when the officers realized that while the passport seemed perfectly fine, the country where it was issued was called Torrid. This is not a real country, y'all. In another version, the man mentioned that he was from Torrid, and when the officers didn't believe him, he showed the passport. Either way, the man tried his best to convince the officers that Torrid does, in fact, exist in real life. He claimed that it is located in between France and Spain. He claimed that his hometown wasn't new either and said it had been around for the last 1,000 years. Eventually, when the man was shown a world map, he pointed to the area which is currently the Principality of Andorra. He genuinely seemed confused as to why the authorities were hell-bent on calling this place Andorra. Eventually, the immigration officers arrested the man on suspicions of being a criminal. To interrogate him further and figure what in God's name was going on, he was shifted to a hotel nearby. Two guards were positioned outside his room all night. But guess what happened when they went to check on the man the next day? Do you know what happened?
What happened?
He vanished. There were no signs of his escape, even the documents he was carrying with him, which could have been used as evidence of this man's existence, disappeared as well. Could he have been a man from the future? Or could he be living in a parallel universe where Andorra is known is Torrid? What do you think?
I have no idea.
I am obsessed with parallel universes, y'all. That, oh my gosh. I would love to do a story on that, but it would just be really bad and me fangirling over parallel universes the whole time. Okay, so there's that. Now, what were you showing me? Did you find something?
Oh, I've been finding a lot of stuff.
So many good stories?
But the thing about it is, if time travel was invented, it was probably back in the 40s with the Philadelphia experiment.
Is that Nikola Tesla? Nikola Tesla?
Oh, I don't know.
I know he had a lot to do with stuff like that.
It was basically that warship. They were trying to get away to ships be invisible during wartime, and that, and the, shoot, what ship was it? It was the, I can't remember now, but it was said that they time traveled for 10 minutes into 1984 and then came back.
Shut up!
And those people, like, fused to the steel of it, because it, like...
Right, like they got stuck or whatever. Yeah. That's insane. But they were only gone for,
like, 10 seconds. But this was, like, 1943 as well.
That's insane.
Yeah, just look it up, the Philadelphia Experiment.
So, like, little time skips and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
If it's true.
If it's true. Now, my last story, I figured I would end on this note, but if you have found some more, we can go over those too, is about the hipster time traveler. I figured that'd be a good one to end on. And y'all, I'm going to post this picture. I'm sure all of y'all have seen this picture before. And once you see it online or on the Instagram, you'll be like, oh, yeah. In the early 2010s, a photograph depicting the 1941 reopening of the South Fork Bridge in Goldbridge, British Columbia in Canada went viral for seemingly depicting a man that looked just a bit too modern to have been photographed in 1941. He looks, in fact, like a time-traveling hipster. He has a graphic t-shirt, a textured sweater, sunglasses, everything. The photo has not been manipulated at all. It cannot be debunked. So, here's the thing. It's a very cool picture. I will give them that. But when you look at it, I kind of feel like he's just different. He's pictured with, you know, in the 1940s, everyone wore nice clothes. They wore suits and hats and dresses and, you know, always had their hair to the T. This man does not. And I feel, you know, in Back to the Future, Doc Brown, how he's like marching to the beat of his own drum. I kind of feel like that's what this man is doing. Because people had sunglasses back then. They didn't wear them very often, but they had them. It was a thing. And I think that that's what this man is doing. Now, he does have a t-shirt on. And, you know, I wasn't alive in the 1940s. So, I don't know what their t-shirts look like. I would think they would only have, like, white ones, honestly. Because that's what I think of for t-shirts in the 1940s. But, that's the only weird thing, and it may, I mean, he may be, have, I don't know, but I will let you guys make up your own mind. It is a very cool picture, and he could definitely live in our time period for sure. But yeah, look at it and see what you guys think. And did you find any more things? Like, what all did you find?
There's a ton of stuff.
So,
but then I mainly started looking at the Philadelphia story.
Yeah.
That interested me the most.
That's very cool.
Not the Philadelphia story, the experiment.
Is that a Tom Hanks movie?
It's a movie, but Tyrion.
What? But yes, y'all, that is my time traveling stories. And Troy found some good ones too. I love that. So, are you a believer in time traveling now? No, still no? You don't think there's time skips or, like, portals or anything like that?
No.
Why?
Because.
We haven't opened your mind yet.
I want to send this to you real quick.
What is it?
It's a YouTube video of possible evidence. Like the astronaut in the 1800s type thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That could be aliens.
I'm not saying it was aliens.
But it was definitely aliens.
All right, y'all. I hope this has opened up y'all's mind to at least some kind of time skip or something like that. I think that is fascinating. People just doing their everyday life thing, and then for a few minutes, they're in like a totally different time period. Now, there is a lot more you can look up. Just look up time travel. There's all kinds of YouTube videos. As I said, there's that podcast that you can listen to, Theories of the Third Kind. They're all about that kind of stuff. You know, just start watching The Simpsons and see all the weird shit they do, because it is weird. So either Matt Groening is a genius or he is definitely a time traveler. So it's, that's very mind-boggling, right? Mm-hmm. But yes, look all that stuff up because it is so fascinating. And we are on limited time. Our episodes are only 30 minutes, and then we have to do a part two for another 30 minutes. So we don't have that much time to go over everything like I'd like to. But we did get to put a few stories out there. I hope you enjoyed them. I hope you're entertained. And if y'all have any stories like that, send us an email at supernaturalsmut1@gmail.com because I would love to hear it. I would love to talk to you about that. I think that sounds amazing and wonderful. So, also, if you're not following the Instagram, follow us at Supernatural Smut. What was I saying? Supernatural Smut Podcast. That's our Instagram. Mm-hmm. Okay. Follow that because we're going to post a bunch of fun time travel pictures. And as I said, I'm not good at debunking if they're real or fake. You know, I kind of believe everything. Troy does not, so he has to tell me if they're real or fake. But, yes, that is my spiel. So, I'm excited. But, also, in other news, y'all, I'm super obsessed with dodo birds right now. I have been watching videos about dodo birds and learning how they were extinct. And they really make me sad, and I love those things. And guess what? They may be about to clone one. So I'm so excited about that.
That's so cool.
That's very cool. A wolf man. All right, y'all. Do you have anything you're excited about?
Time traveling the hell out of here.
Wow. Time traveling back in time so you can stay longer. How about that one? Can you imagine
being from the future and coming back here and asking somebody what year it is? And then you say, they say what year, and you're like, holy shit, that was during the first lockdown. And then you realize he said first, which means there's more to come.
Well, I don't know. But, okay, here's the thing. I did hear, I know we were getting off the subject, but it made me think of something else. I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about time travel. And they were saying how it could be impossible because as you're time traveling, that the Earth would keep spinning and you wouldn't be able to make it back to the same spot you began in, right? But I've heard of different time travel stories also where somebody went in a coma and their mind took over somebody else, you know, stuff like that. There's so many different stories, y'all. There's so many different types of time traveling. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, if you're time traveling, I would imagine you would come back to the same point in time as you left, right?
I don't know. There's many rules. So you got the loss rules. You got the
so many rules.
Butterfly effect rules. You got back to the future rules. You got Terminator rules.
Yeah.
There's only one way.
Yeah. So, the one way rule. Yeah. You can only go forward.
Or backwards.
That's Matt Groening's rule, too. You can only go forward.
Well, Terminator's is backwards.
Oh, is it?
Well, have you not ever seen Terminator? Oh, yeah, Terminator?
Duh, because he goes back in time.
God, get some sleep.
I know, I need some sleep. I'm an idiot. Okay, y'all. I'm so glad y'all listened. I hope y'all had fun. I sure had fun. Did you have fun?
I had a blast.
Me too. All right, y'all.
I'm going to watch more French Bulldog puppy videos.
Oh, my gosh. Have y'all seen those French Bulldog What is my problem? I don't know. Those French Bulldog puppies where he goes to the vet.
You couldn't steal my blood.
He's like, she tried to steal my blood. And he's like, she took your blood? And he's like, she tried to stab me. And he got a shot. And he's like, she cut my feet off. And they're like, they cut your nails. And he's like, I'm not sick, but she shoved. And he's like, she took your temperature. I've been watching that several times a day, and it makes me laugh harder every time I see it. All right, y'all. Make good choices this week. Have a wonderful week, and we will see y'all next Sunday. Can I get a Cartman Brawl?
I already said Cartman Brawl.
When?
Earlier on the show. You don't listen to me.
I don't. All right. Well, here's a fuck you, Barry. And we will see y'all soon.
Carmen Brown.
There it is.